This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 316. Are you obsessed with English learning? Should you be? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
On today's episode, you'll hear Lindsay and Michelle's perspectives on obsession, focus, burnout, and tunnel vision when it comes to learning languages.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of losing my voice. I've been recording episodes all afternoon.
Oh, no.
So kind of, getting to the end here. But, you know, I'm feeling good.
Good. Okay. All right. You can do it. I believe in you.
I know. It takes a lot of voice power to podcast, you know.
Yeah. It definitely
does. And it takes a little bit of an obsessive mind too, I think.
Yeah.
Michelle, what does it mean to obsess over something?
It means to to kind of be not crazy about it, but to just think about it all the time and to want to do something all the time.
Exactly. Kind of to have tunnel vision, right?
Yeah.
Tunnel vision. You only think about one thing.
Right. So would you say you're obsessed with recording, Lindsay?
I don't know about that. I really love podcasting and I love podcasts. I have like 10 other podcast shows that I listen to all the time. And I'm pretty obsessed with podcasting, I would say, actually.
Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad to hear.
And I bet our listeners are too, because I've heard some statistics that the average podcast listener is an obsessive podcast listener.
Really?
They go really deep and they love their shows. So anyways, we hope you guys love All Ears English. And today let's go a little bit deeper into the idea of obsession. And, you know, Michelle, I found an interesting quote that I really resonated with. And I think our listeners could use this when it comes to learning English and learning languages.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. So here's the quote. Obsessed is a word the lazy use to describe the dedicated. And I don't know who said this, but interesting quote. What's your initial reaction when you hear this quote, Michelle?
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like, you know, you're saying, that lazy people, they almost feel bad that they're lazy. So instead of being like admiring a person who's dedicated, they kind of apply a negative word to it. Although, I don't know, would you say is obsessed a negative word?
It could be, depending on what you're talking about.
Right.
But yeah, that's interesting. So I think the point today is we want to think about how this applies to learning languages and how our listeners can use a little bit of insight from this quote to actually get better at English or get better at whatever they're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I resonate with this because I think we could also substitute the word focused for obsessed, right?
Yeah, I like that word.
It's a little bit more of a positive connotation, the word focus.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I listened to this other show called Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas. I bet some of our listeners also listen to it. He has an acronym, and the acronym is the word focus, and it stands for follow one course until success. So that's an interesting way to think about the word focus. And I do think that anyone who has any success in anything, whether it's language learning, business building, art, you do need to have some amount of obsession or focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. I'm a little tentative to completely agree with it, only because I think sometimes if you obsess, you do too much at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obsession is, it does, the word pushes it over the edge a little bit, right?
Right. But I mean, do you have an example of like when you are obsessed with something besides the podcast?
Absolutely.
Of course.
So, yeah, when I was living in New York, I was preparing to move to Latin America for a year, right? And I became pretty obsessed with learning Spanish.
Oh.
You know, I had 3 different language exchange partners that I was meeting with,
you
know, 2, 3, 4 times a week after work. Most of my friends at that time were Spanish speaking. I was listening to Spanish podcast, Notes in Spanish was my podcast at the time. I was pretty obsessed with it, and I was starting to think in Spanish all the time.
Wow.
So that gave me an important momentum, though. And I think there's something to that for our listeners. You really need to build momentum so that you're starting to think in the language.
Mm.
And that comes, so I think this obsession comes with, it's kind of a blend of a sense of desire of wanting to reach that goal and focusing.
Right. Wow. So it sounds like you were speaking Spanish all the time, and that's really great. But I guess my question is, like, at what point is it too much at once? Because I just think about like the idea of like burning out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with you on that you need to listen to everything, and you need to be, you should be obsessed. But I just think that you need to kind of, I guess I would say, proceed with caution, right? You don't want to do too much, and then your brain, it's just information overload at some point.
Yeah. If you need a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam, then you need our new free video training series to help you get that 7 or higher. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So for our listeners who are learning English, maybe they're starting to get on a, getting some kind of wind, what's the word? Wind at your back? Is that the one where you're being pushed by something? Some kind of motivation is kind of pushing you forward,
mm-hmm.
right? You're getting on a roll. You want to think about that. Watch out for burnout,
right.
Because that is a real thing. But then I think about let's take this to a higher level, Michelle. Like, mm-hmm. let's think about people who have made great changes in the world. Like, let's think about Steve Jobs, right?
Okay.
I don't think anyone ever came up to him when he was at the height of his innovative career and said, oh, you should have more balance in your life, right? You should, yeah, explore other interests. You should balance out your life. No, right? He was innovating. He was in a tunnel, and he needed to be there to come out with these Apple products that turned out to be so much changing the world, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. It just makes me think of a time when I was trying to learn another language and my experience mm-hmm. with it, because I too got excited about learning Spanish.
Okay, what happened?
And I got all these courses, and I got really, really excited, and I started to become a little obsessed, and I would just do one course after another, and and that's all I wanted to do. And eventually it just became too much. And I think at some point your brain just, it needs to rest, and you have to be careful how many chunks of English you're taking in. I mean, in my case, Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in any language learning situation, I think you have to be careful, because if you just you know, are constantly, if you're learning like 50 new words a day or something like that, how many of those is it reasonable for your brain to remember? And I just think that you just want to be careful that you don't obsess too much to the point of where you're learning so much that you learn not enough. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. So it's chunking down the learning into bite-sized pieces. And I think the other part of that is also making sure that you're learning in a way that works for your learning style and in a way that's fun, right? Because we know that a bored mind doesn't learn, right? If you're bored, you're not learning anything, guys. So again, this is another way of encouraging you to kind of ignore those grammar books if they're boring you because you're not learning it, right?
Right. So, I mean, I just think that it's good to obsess and it's good to stay focused, but be careful about how, about your timing, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And about
your timing,
taking breaks and how much you do at one time. So it's good to be focused, like you said, Lindsay, but, if you're so focused that can't think about anything else or you don't take a break, or in my situation with my Spanish thing, I got so excited about it that I ended up just kind of saying, forget it, because it was too much.
Oh no. So you just gave up?
Well, a little bit. I mean, it just ended up because what would have been better to do is if I had said, okay, I'm going to do one of these little videos every day. But instead I was like, I'm going to do six. And I would get excited, I'd say, okay, well, I did one. Now I want to learn more. I want to learn more. I want to learn more. And it was too much.
Okay.
So that's
the warning there. Yeah. So guys, it's up to you to find that balance between being obsessed or focused and burning out. You got to find a balance somewhere. And we all know our own limits. We have to know ourselves and we have to know the warning signs if we're starting to get burnt out.
Right, exactly. But I think that's great that, I mean, I do like the quote and I do agree to it, definitely. But yeah, you know, with reservations, be careful.
Okay. I'm glad you shared your reservations today. And I think next week we're going to talk a little bit about that course that you took, that Spanish course, Michelle. Uh-huh. And we're going to hear what went well and what didn't go well and see what we can share in terms of with our listeners, like what kind of standards we want to have when we look for courses online.
Right, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for hanging out today, Michelle.
You,
have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's show. And be sure to come back to our website at allearsenglish.com/resources for some awesome ideas and special offers to help you get fluent. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. See you soon.